EO.net.
Welcome to Stories from the Heart. I'm Sandra McDevitt. Today on Stories from the Heart, a meditation on being at Mass with the Holy Angels. We make our confession, the Confiteor to all the courts of heaven, and in the old Confiteor to St. Michael the Archangel, who represents us at this point in the Mass. Join us as we allow the Holy Angels to assist us at the Mass, plus an explanation of the Novena of Holy Communions. Angels, a meditation. Angels of Life. I wish this morning, angels of God and my guardian angel, to assist at this Mass with all the devotion you showed to our Lord during His life and which you now show around me. The priest has powers and an office far above any which you possess. He is ordained to be the minister of Christ, to reenact the Lord's sacrifice and to change bread and wine into the body and blood of our Lord. May I be able to say the opening psalm as you, angels of God, made your prayers to the Creator after the trial you went through. God passed judgment on you, found you true, and separated you from the unholy evil spirits. Your sadness disappeared in the light of God's pleasure that led you in hope to eternal tabernacles, singing your song of joy at the altar of God. I wish to be with you, angels of God, and I make confession of all sins to the court of heaven and to Blessed Michael the Archangel, who represents you at this place of the Mass. You were rewarded for your fidelity, and now behold the face of our Father. Join with me in my prayer for forgiveness and mercy. Kyrie eleison. Your angel companion Gabriel was the favored one chosen to announce the coming of my Redeemer. May he now bring me a saving message and help me to welcome him with a spark of love which flamed in the heart of Mother Mary. It was you, angels of God, who revealed to the shepherds at Bethlehem the birth of their Savior and let them hear your heavenly chant, and perhaps even led the shepherds over the hills of Judea to adore the newborn babe. That chant of glory, the Gloria, of thanksgiving and of prayers to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I am repeating with the priest. Would that I could chant that hymn with angelic love and devotion. As you, angels of God, surrounded the birth of Jesus, so we know you were ever about him during his life. You were not always permitted to show yourselves, as the Lord did not permit the heaven he had always with him to shine in splendor as on Mount Tabor. You were, however, present to the Lord to comfort him after his temptations in the desert, encouraging me to have the strength of the Lord in my temptations, knowing that you will be with me during the epistles and the gospel. I will see you accompanying Jesus in prayer, in preaching, in his life work, revealing the truths of faith that I profess in the creed. Angels of God, be at my side to light, to guard, to rule and guide during my creed. Angels of death, as you were present at his side during our Lord's life, so angels of God, you surround him throughout his passion, and you are an example to me on the way to assist at the renewal of the Passion. I join with the angels, archangels, thrones, and dominions, and entering upon the canon, I sing with your eternal song, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the God in high heaven. I ask you, angels of God, to pray with me for all the living, that the sacrifice be blessed, be addressed and ratified, be reasonable and acceptable to God for all upon earth. When my tiny cavalry comes, one of you will be the angel of my hour of agony. And now, assured of your help, I associate myself with my Savior. He of his own free will wished to suffer alone. Thinkest thou that I cannot ask my Father, and he will give me presently more than 12 legions of angels, he prayed. Then, angels of God, you were not asked to help as soldiers, your tortured leader and king. But now you may aid me to have the sacrificial courage Jesus had when he was lifted up as I behold him elevated at Mass. Not only for myself do I pray and offer the sacrifice, the pure victim the hallowed victim, the spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, the chalice of unending salvation. But I wish God to enrich for me, for the dead and the living, this sacrifice, as he blessed the sacrifice of old. One of your duties, angels of God, is to present to God the prayers of men. And the smoke of the incense of the prayers of the saints ascended up before God from the hand of the angels. So now I pray with the priest, bid this sacrifice be carried by saintly angelic hands to heaven's altar before the gaze of thy divine majesty. And so, angels of God, give all honor and glory to the Holy Trinity as the priest does. Angels of the Resurrection, I watch with you, angels of God, my Savior entombed, I might say under the appearance of bread and wine. You watched about his tomb in which no man had been laid before and awaited the resurrection. I too await the Lord's coming with the Our Father on my lips. You see the Father's face in heaven. You hallow his name and do his will. You need not now the daily bread I crave. You are freed from temptation and all evil. Speed my prayers to heaven that I may be made free now. As Jesus, the Lamb of God, came from the tomb, he is now about to come to me, thrice unworthily though I am. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world. You, angels of God, were the messengers of glad tidings to the sad and fearful followers of the Lord. He is risen. He will meet you, as he said, consoling you by his presence. May the Savior, hearkening to your prayers, enable me to rise by my communion from death to life and renewed hope and courage in resurrected virtues and in deeds of heavenly vigor. With you, I thank God for this favor and for all favors in my prayers after communion. You, angels of God, accompanied the Lord in his ascension. You bade the apostles not stand idly gazing up into the clouds which hid Jesus from their sight. When the priest bids me go, now that time of dismissal is at hand, ite missa est, go, the Mass is ended. I shall hear you telling me that I must go forth at the close of Mass to my life work. I must be a witness, not standing disconsolate at the empty tomb, not fruitlessly gazing towards heaven. You, angels of God, are spirits of energy. You tell me to go and testify by acts like yours that I am an angel of God, a messenger, a ministering spirit enrolled among your ranks by this Mass of the angels. The Novena of Holy Communions. This novena consists of offering 9 consecutive Holy Communions in honor of Jesus, King of all nations. Jesus said, I desire that the faithful souls who embrace this devotion to me make a novena of Holy Communions. They therefore shall offer me 9 consecutive Holy Communions and go to confession during this novena, if possible in honor of me as Jesus, King of all nations. Jesus indicated that by consecutive, he meant 9 Communions, uninterrupted, one after another, that the soul would receive. They need not be on 9 calendar days in a row, just each communion received, one after the other. The powerful and unprecedented effects of this novena were shown to Jesus' servant in a vision. She saw Jesus gazing up to heaven. 9 times he gave a command, an angel came down to earth. Jesus explained, My daughter, for those souls who will offer me this devotion, I will bid an angel of each of the 9 choirs, one with each Holy Communion, to guard their soul for the rest of its life on this earth. Jesus wants to pray the novena for others and explains this necessity at this time. This novena may be prayed with the promise for another soul, and that soul will also receive additional angelic protection. And Jesus said, I urge my faithful ones to offer me this novena again, so that I may continue to send down my holy angels for the protection and assistance of other souls who cannot do this for themselves. In these times, the power of the enemy has greatly increased. I see how greatly my children are in need of my protection. So, in God's great generosity, Jesus granted that, in addition to the angelic protection, one may have separate unrelated intention for this novena, he promised, "What you ask for in this novena, if it be in according to my holy will, I will surely grant it. Let these souls ask for me without reservation." For joining us on Stories from the Heart. Today's story, At Mass with the Angels, was written by Father Francis Donnelly and published in Catholic Hearts magazine. The hymn, O Lord, I Am Not Worthy, was by Robert and Robert Coaches from their CD. For a copy of this or any of my stories, email Sandra at AveMariaRadio.net. Stories from the Heart is recorded in the studios of Ave Maria Radio. I'm Sandra McDevitt. May God bless the rest of your day.
Missed a show? Not sure if it came from Ave Maria Radio? Go to AveMariaRadio.net. A list of shows and hosts are there. And if you find the show you're looking for, you can hear the whole thing again by going through the Ave Maria Radio audio archives. For 2 years, we've recorded nearly every show.